Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics round number one. Warren, what do you think about the weather?
I think it's going to be nice today.
Wow, that was a good recovery. I was trying to catch you while you had a cookie in your mouth. That was nicely done.
Thank you.
That was good. Didn't get to enjoy that last two bites, but swallowed it like a pill.
Yeah, I did. Follow it down with coffee.
Yeah, that's right. That's how it melts. Good job. What do you think the chances are? Well, I have a couple things for you. First of all, let me start with this. I'm excited, Kevin, to travel with Steve for the weekend to Nashville.
Yes, I'm very jealous.
Of just the travel part, you think, or overall?
Oh, where's the travel part, I'm not going to miss that.
No, not for you. Just like with Steve, like in general.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be fairly interesting, but I'm just way more excited for him. And his behavior in Nashville and how he handles everything.
You mean like the interviews and the stress of it?
All of it. The hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
Like you check into your hotel room, you're in your room, his in his room, and then he calls you and goes, "Hey, I'm in my room. Just wanted to make sure that you, do you need anything?" Right?
Yeah, I can see it for sure.
And these two in one row in the airplane?
Yeah.
Me and Steve?
Yeah, you're both so small.
Well,
that's a dream seat.
We don't have we're not together on the first leg, but we're together on the second leg, I think.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It'd be in the middle would be it'll be roomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Extra room.
I told Steve the strategy when we picked our seats here on the second flight. I said, "Okay, well first of all, there was hardly any seats left."
Wow.
I don't know. Where's our layover, Steve?
Is it Salt Lake?
Sure, let's say it is.
Okay.
So apparently there's a lot of people going from Salt Lake City to Nashville, and I don't know if it's CMA related or if it's, you know, what it is. But so a Sunday afternoon flight out of Salt Lake to Nashville, there was only middle seats left except for way, way in the back. There was a couple of rows that were still wide open. So I told him, I said, well, I'll take the aisle, you take the window.
Yeah, baby.
And the chances of somebody taking the middle seat in the last row are pretty slim. Mm.
Right. Somebody did, though, didn't they?
No, they did not.
Okay,
not
great.
Yet. Yep. Not yet. Now, we'll see. But there was also like about 15 other middle seats. So I'm thinking, who wants to be in the middle on the back row?
Nobody.
Not very many people.
No, nobody.
So we'll probably have the whole row to ourselves.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, we'll really be able to stretch out 2, 5, six and 5, 8 guys. Come on,
roomy.
Wait, there's four of us.
Yeah.
2, 5, 6.
Yeah, and each weigh 125 pounds.
Well, yeah, I have picked up a couple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're. All right. Excuse me. Are you at 150 now?
No. What? What just happened?
It just turned into Foster Brooks.
I did.
Yeah. So excited about that. That should be fun. And then just, you're right, Kevin, the overall interview scenario could be interesting, especially if Steve, this is the thing. We always do something dumb. You and I have done a lot of interviews. You're going to ask a dumb question.
Yeah.
It's a lot of questions. It's tiring. And you realize that now this is the 31st person you've interviewed that day. You can't think of anything to ask them.
Wow.
Your brain's dead. You don't know that much about them. And maybe they're not answering questions very well.
Well, Bruce and I can take over on the second half then.
Okay, yeah, that would be great.
These are all, those are all things that happen, Jay.
And absolutely.
The other hard part is like, you go, wait, I know I thought of this question. It's a good question, but did I already ask it of somebody?
So
I don't remember. Like, did I already ask? Yeah, so then you're just like, oh, man.
Yes. I remember you guys used to ask the same question to everyone, which was
at the end?
The shower question.
Mm-hmm.
We did.
Yeah. And we kind of moved on from that, but we'll see. Maybe Steve will have that. And then I just can't wait till Steve asks a bad or awkward question, and then there's just that dead silence where no one knows what to do,
mm-hmm.
including the artist, and they'll just stare at him, and Steve will go,
"Want to hear me run?"
Yeah.
I think the thing that might be hard for Steve, too, is that we try to do, like if you're going to go to the place where we broadcast.
Right.
And you have to leave from the hotel.
Right.
Like we go together usually or mm-hmm. take an Uber or do whatever. I just feel like that to him is going to be even that stressful, right? Where it's like, oh, man, I don't know. I want to make sure I'm not there too late for Jay but too early for Jay. You know, like it could just be. Do you see that being tough for you, Steve?
Everything.
Everything is.
So, okay. All of the above.
Yeah, yeah,
what I envision when you guys are, whatever this facility is, it's kind of like small classrooms, and they and the artists are just walking from classroom to classroom.
It's more of an open scenario.
Is it?
It's a very large. We're kind of tucked away in a hallway, sort of.
Okay.
Out of the, it's a church. And so there's the main part of the church, and then there's, we are in like the exterior part. We're still in the building, but we're outside of the main church part. Does that make sense?
So it's like one big room?
Yeah. There are tons of people in a big room, and then we're kind of in a hallway in the corner because they kind of keep us, they try to put us away because we are live because we're West Coast.
And you had Kevin.
And we had Kevin, so yeah, they wanted.
That's part of it. Yeah, it is.
And we're still going to have Kevin. It's not like we're not.
Yeah, he's going to zoom in. On Zoom.
See how that
I mean,
goes.
No, I don't
see
mean
how it run.
Zoom in.
Yeah.
It is, and the church is humongous.
It
it's
is,
beautiful,
yeah.
First of all.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be in a studio, an actual recording studio,
right.
But that got nixed a few years ago. And so now we've just been at the church, which is cool. It is also, the church is the home of Christian music, right? Is
that's
that what
correct.
That, is that
mm-hmm.
how they're called?
Mm-hmm.
Amy Grant got her start there.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there's some real history with that church, Steve.
Kevin, you know what's weird? We were before, we were in this, it was a recording studio, and this very famous recording studio. Lots of people recorded their Elvis and all the rest. So it kind of got shut down. It was the whole financial thing. And the people who took it over, there was a payment. You know how sometimes that goes. So they just sat with all the recording stuff in there for... what, 3-4 years?
Yeah, like one of the most legendary studios in Nashville.
Yeah. And then it went back up for sale. And Keith Urban bought it.
He did.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. And so the lady that helps us with our broadcast, her thing is, she's like, I'm trying to convince Keith to let us go back there.
Oh, that would be cool.
So that's a pretty cool thing because, you know, everybody was worried they were going to tear it down. And there's a lot of history there.
Yeah.
Don't tear down stuff that has a lot of history.
And you're talking about the church.
Is the recording studio.
The recording studio where they were doing it before.
Yeah, okay. Where we did it before, yeah.
Okay.
So that would be cool.
It was obviously a pretty good-sized building then.
It's pretty good size. Yeah, they have we used to broadcast in the main control room. There was a main recording studio where all the instruments were played, and then they had little tiny booths along where with voicing booths or individuals would sing. And
at the event in the church, how many different radio shows or morning shows would
In the church?
No, would you feel that are participating in this quick Q&A?
How many are in there, Kev? 30?
30 teams.
30 to 40.
Yeah. 40 teams. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's very busy, very loud. Yeah,
I would imagine. Yeah. It's just, I'm trying to paint a picture. That
yeah, so they keep us in the hallway. Let's put them out there. They seem like they're loud, too.
Yeah.
And it gets loud. So, yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be good. Steve, you're going to love it.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. The Big 99.9 Why did he sound like? Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's a lifesaver.
It's a good idea.
Speaking of lifesavers, anybody got any?
I don't.
No, peppermint or spearmint? Warren?
Ooh, peppermint.
Kevin James.
Bruce. Butter rum.
Butter rum?
Fisherman's
are you 100?
No, but my dad was.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, man. Hey, fellas, Sean from Thompson Falls is on the phone.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Que pasa?
Hola, señores.
Hola. Hola, amigo. How you been, buddy? Very good. Very good. Thank you for asking. You got any snow there in Thompson Falls, Montana?
Not yet, but it's supposed to start tonight.
Ooh, okay.
Are you excited about the snow, or where do you...
It's going to be a little light.
Light, did you say?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Light snow.
Do you... what do you do?
To an inch and a half.
What do you do in the snow? Do you play? Do you ski? Do you nothing? You just deal with it?
Yeah.
Just deal with it, yeah. What are you doing there?
Oh, I'm sitting in a exam. I'm at the doctor. I'm at the doctor's.
You're in the examination room?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. We'll end our conversation when the doctor comes in. How's that sound? Is that fair?
That works.
Okay. Are there any questions you'd like us to ask the country music stars that we will see in Nashville next week?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, I just want to make sure that we get covered just in case. So what else? What else is on your mind today? You wanted to do a
congratulations on bringing in all that money at the food drive.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was there was a lot of people that helped with that. That was very rewarding, I would say.
It sounds like it.
Do you, Sean?
Yes, sir.
You're gonna have to get some lab work, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you a big baby when it comes to needles?
No, I'm not. My dad. My dad hates needles.
Really?
And my dad also hates the sight of blood.
Oh boy!
Oh wow! So your dad just not about it, but it doesn't bother you. You're a man.
No.
Hey, do you get Netflix at your house?
No. For us to get Netflix with Dish Network, we would have to pay $45 a month extra.
That seems high.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Too much. Yeah.
Do you think Jake Paul's going to win tonight, or do you think Mike Tyson's going to win?
Jake Paul is not going to win.
Okay.
Good man, Sean.
Yeah. Iron Mike's just too tough,
what
huh?
You guys did, but it was good talking to you. And name that tune when you guys get back.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, all right. I'll let you go.
Okay.
See you, buddy. Doctor comes in. Sean's like,
I gotta go.
Okay, guys, that's enough of your nonsense. We've got to move on now. The doctor's here with my lab work.
Okay.
I'm sure they got doctors standing there going,
what are you doing?
Ask the doctor what he thinks.
Yeah. Hey, Doc, who do you think's gonna win the fight tonight?
And it's poll time.
Poll time, guys.
Poll time.
As an adult, have you or do you still use your children's dishes? In other words, do you have dishes that your kids had when they were growing up and you still use them today? You don't have any children's dishes in the house? Never did. No, nothing plastic?
Oh, really?
No.
Oh. Wow.
We did and we don't.
You did and you got rid of them.
Apparently. I mean, they're not in the cupboard anymore.
It's not your job.
I'd have to ask Lori, but I don't know where they're at.
So you
anymore.
Use like grown-up dishes and stuff.
Uh-huh. I get big boy stuff.
Wow.
Overrated.
Yeah, that's a mistake on your wife's part.
I know.
Bruce?
Oh, we still got stuff. Our granddaughter stuffs every night.
Yeah.
So.
Makes sense, yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you ever eaten off of it?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, of course.
That a boy.
I knew that was coming.
That a boy.
I'm with you, Bruce. We have a lot of stuff for my granddaughter. Yeah. And I just love it every once in a while. I'm like, ooh, I'm just going to use her little bowl. That's
steal her stuff.
I still have all the kids' plastic cups, and I drank out of one last night, and I realized I don't even know where the glasses are. I'm just always going to the same cupboard and have for 20 years and just grab it.
The, the little Tupperware
ones. The little 4-ounce ones. Yeah, that's it.
Different colors, that's yellow and red. And blue.
Yeah, that's the ones I use. Yeah.
I miss
those. And I ate off the Wiggles plate the other day.
Nice.
And, yeah.
Did
Wiggle.
I'm a grown-up.
Did your wife tell you good boy or anything?
I don't know. She was eating off something, too, and I can't remember which one it was. It might have been the Barbie plate.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was
go.
The Barbie plate.
Yeah.
Whole time.
We're such grown-ups.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Have you ever wasted Kohl's cash?
Huh? Have you ever gotten Kohl's cash?
No. What about your wife?
No.
Never wasted it or gotten it.
Yeah.
Warren? Wife is not a Kohl's shopper?
Oh, not that I'm aware of.
I thought you said cold cash.
There's a lot of things you're not aware of. I think you might want to check with your spouse on that one. Bruce, you've never wasted Kohl's cash,
No, sir.
That you're aware of. Kevin, 80-20, yes. On the wasting of Kohl's cash.
Done, okay, so I'm safe.
Yeah, you're safe. And you wasted how much of it?
Oh, I don't even look. It was a wad.
It was a lot, yeah. You guys understand how that works?
No.
If you shop there, they'll give you a coupon so that the next time you come back within a certain number of days, you'll get X amount of dollars off of the whatever the next purchase
is. That makes sense.
And that's where this saying comes from. Well, I got to go to Kohl's because I can save so much money right now. Because
Kohl's cash.
With Kohl's cash.
Right.
You're like, they're going to give you more.
Oh, yeah.
I always do.
It's brilliant, though. It works.
Two other quick ones for you. Have you ever dropped food on the floor and still served it to a guest?
Ooh.
Bruce?
No.
No.
Negative. I served it to me, but
See, I've done that, too, where you're like, I'll eat that one, but I'll give the other ones.
Yeah.
Monty, obviously, yes.
Just that once.
Just that once.
I just cleaned the floor. It's fine.
It's fine, yeah. 78% said no.
Do you know where Monty's feet have been?
That's gross. And finally, Costco.
I make chili out of it, Warren.
Costco members only. Have you ever had a Costco dog? This got propped up because somebody said they were a Costco member. I heard them talking the other day. They are Costco members. They go to Costco quite a bit. Never had a Costco dog.
So you can adopt dogs at Costco?
Yes, you can.
Can we revoke their membership?
That's what I said, Steve.
I've had lots of them.
Okay, yeah. Are you a Costco member, Bruce?
Yes.
And you've had a Costco dog, I assume?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Monty, not a Costco member?
I am a member. And I've
never had a Costco dog?
I don't think
dog?
I've ever had a Costco dog.
Get out.
I've had the...
What's the matter, you?
Had that chicken thing.
In the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this, I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, my God. Best comeback. Best comeback ever.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, my.
And he is just looking at her the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so intimidating.
Overly nothing. Yeah, overly serious.
Just, die, just, just dust.
I'm just dust.
I mean, maybe you could have softened that answer a little bit.
Maybe. Okay, here's what I thought when I heard this interview today.
Well,
I was
that.
Like, you know what? Mike is going to win. He has to go to a dark place, and he's a bad person. And he said, that's why I stopped fighting, because I didn't want to be a bad person anymore. I don't like going there. But it has seemed.
Right.
And just some of the interviews I've seen him give, and then obviously with that poor little girl.
Yeah.
He's in bad person mode.
Yes. Jazzy Guerrera was her name.
Yeah, she does a great job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
I feel like you could use that so many times. Just really. And not like you can't read between the lines on that one. I mean, thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
And the pause.
Yeah, the pause is the best.
Oh,
like,
man.
As in, like, are you done or are we going to talk about death for one more minute? The whole dying, we're dust, who cares? Yeah. Yep, I think we covered it. Thank you so much for sharing that. Oh, man, that's great. I love it. Steve, write that down. We're going to use that. I'm going to tell you, if one of us uses that in Nashville after a really bad answer from somebody, I will fall on the ground.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you so much for sharing that. It'll be over. I'll be like, well, that's it. Check, please. Gotta go.
At least first and fourth graders, because those are the ages of her kids. So.
That's awesome.
So probably.
Thoughts.
Kindergarten through fifth?
Sure. I would say.
Watch the fight.
I think you're safe there. Yeah.
And I was like, my gosh, that is so awesome.
How awesome is it?
It made my night, because it's one of those where I'm just the fact I felt a little guilty because I was like, I'm always home and my granddaughter's there.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to come hang out. She's going to want to be there with me.
So you've been up long? Man, you ever seen that one where it says making the donuts, making the donuts? You ever seen that? I bet you never seen that or anybody said that to you. Do you eat any of the donuts you make? Boy, I bet that's hard to keep your fingers out of them, huh?
Bet it took forever, like this stamp on the envelope.
Guy just punches me.
Yeah.
So sorry, dude. Burner phone like producer Steve.
Yeah.
Kevin, you're going to bring your burner phone? Oh, I was going to say, I think it is the death.
We are so glad you
It's 100%
bye-bye.
A burner
bye-bye.
Phone.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you Monday from Nashville, live from Music Row. All brought to you in part by R&R RV. Guys, have a great weekend.
Right. You too. Thank you. Yeah.